Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it. Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
Okay, we are back on The Drive here on this Thursday afternoon. Not quite as dismal as yesterday was. A little more smoky, but we actually are able to see some sky today. So we'll take that as a good sign that things will be clearing up. Well, the weekend is almost upon us, and when we start getting close to the weekend, we start thinking of what might be happening in the entertainment world, and that brings us to our resident theater critic, Harry Duke, who is going to tell us what's going on with Transcendence Theater, and he has a couple of guests with him. Harry?
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, the Transcendence Theater Company has been around since 2012, bringing Broadway talent and productions to Jack London State Park. This year, like every other theater company in the country, they've had to change their plans somewhat. They've been presenting a virtual season of shows, and they've got their traditional final gala celebration running this weekend. And here to talk about that and all things Transcendence, we've got Executive Director Brad Sarosky and Artistic Director Amy Miller with us. Welcome, folks.
Hi, guys. Sorry, that's our little baby.
I didn't introduce him. I'll leave that up to you.
I think that got upset that he wasn't introduced.
His name is Micah, and we thank you so much for having us on the show.
Of course. So let's just start off by telling folks what's going on this weekend with the gala celebration. What has this been in the past, and what can they expect this weekend?
Well, we've had the best night ever online season the whole summer. So this is the final show culminating the season, and it's also our biggest fundraiser of the year. And the special thing about the gala, it has more of a personal feel to it, and it's really some of the best, most epic moments. And the great thing for those who haven't watched the season, it's actually, we took footage from the past 9 years and have made these incredible compilation masterpieces. So you'll be able to see a performance from 2012, and you'll be able to see a performance from 2019. So it's really, really awesome.
And one of the key things I'd like to get out there is that watching these is free, correct?
Yes.
But you are encouraged to make a donation. That's the whole point of a fundraising gala celebration, right?
Exactly, yeah. So it's free. Anybody can go on and reserve at bestnightever.org, reserve your spot, and then you'll get a link sent to you 24 hours before the event. And yes, this is a fundraiser. We've had a fundraiser really going because we're completely needing just contributed funds. We have no ticket sales this year, so we've had a fundraiser called Keep the Dream Alive that started in early July, and now it goes and it ends on September 13th. And we actually have a matching a person who is a great supporter of ours who is matching any money that comes in from now till Sunday night. So we have about close to about $200,000 to raise, but we're asking the community to hopefully can raise $100,000 of that, and then this person will match the rest, which would be amazing to get us to our goal.
Now, a lot of folks may not know that Transcendence has activities and programs going out year-round. You are, of course, best known for the Best Night Ever summer series, but kind of give us some idea of what other things Transcendence does throughout the rest of the year that this fundraising supports.
Yes, so we do a lot of work, especially education and outreach in the community. So when the pandemic hit, all of our education programs went online as well. So everything from our kids camp that was very popular into the summer and our teen intensive. And so that's going to continue, and it has been continuing throughout the year. We've done projects with Dunbar, the Boys and Girls Club. So there's a lot of offerings that we're having education-wise.
Yeah, and we're also looking at hopefully being able to produce a holiday type of experience that's similar to this virtually that people can watch from their homes, as well as we're looking into some different venues possibly to do a big drive-in experience for the holidays, which would be really neat as well.
Yeah, we've seen some folks trying to put that drive-in concept to work, and the ones that I've been aware of seem to have worked pretty good. So that is an interesting outlet that you might explore.
That's great.
Yeah, and a little bit just about the shows too, for especially those who haven't watched them. In the shows, there's actually over 70 artists, and so many Broadway artists, numerous ones. Obviously, Broadway has closed right now, but we have performers that have been in Frozen on Broadway, Come From Away, Tina the Musical. Their shows is closed, but they'll be able to see everybody in the production, and we have everything from Songs from 42nd Street in Oklahoma to We Will Rock You and pop songs as well. So it's really fun, and we have a pre-show, and we invented a talk show called Broadway and Vine. So there's interviews with some of the stars of the show, wine tasting with some of our sponsors.
Yeah, let's talk about how these shows are set up. It runs this weekend, the September 11th through September 13th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're doing evening performances on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then matinees on Saturday and Sunday. Again, folks, you have to go to the bestnightever.org website and request a ticket, and then you will be sent a link, and you can watch these. What are the mediums on which these can be watched, guys?
Well, you can watch. It will be a YouTube premiere link that will be sent, and you can watch it on your computer. But if you have a smart TV and you have the YouTube app, which we have, and you can just watch it on your screen on your TV, and that's what we'd recommend. Some people are getting projector screens and putting it out there. It's not the best weather for a backyard experience this weekend, but they have done it in the past.
Why does everything have an orange glow on it? Why are all their costumes orange? Why is all their hair orange?
Well, we would have been in the park. We would have been in the park close to having a show. I don't know how that would have turned out.
Yeah, I finally figured out this past week how to connect my laptop to my TV. So I was finally able to watch a streaming show on a big screen as opposed to my laptop. And it makes all the difference in the world, folks. So if you can connect your computer to your TV, that's another way that you can watch this show. Let's talk a little bit more about what you see happening in the future. This is wrapping up the summer season. And then you mentioned perhaps bringing together something similar for the holiday season, right?
Correct. We would something similar virtually. We've done, I think, 6 years of holiday shows. So taking songs and moments from different shows and putting a holiday show together virtually. And then, yeah, the drive-in experience that we're looking at. And then going into 2021, really, Harry, we have drawn up a bunch of different scenarios for us, depending on, you know, where the world is with COVID at that time. And the number one scenario is we're back. We're back in the park. We have a show called Reunion that is supposed to be in late April and May, and that is going back to your high school reunion. It's a very, very interactive, fun show that we already have places. We have a place in Marin County, Sonoma County, and Napa County that it would go in April and May. And then we would have our main season like we were supposed to have in the park this summer, in the park next summer. That's the hope, that we can be back. But if not, we have plans to, you know, pull different levers to go virtually wherever we might go. But no matter what, we are in a virtual world now.
Yeah.
Forever, kind of.
Yeah. And what's amazing, too, we've been able to have viewers from, all over the country. Some of the top viewing states are Ohio. There's countries, Canada, the UK has been viewing the shows, even some viewers from Japan. So it's been really cool to be able to share that with people around the world.
That may be the one silver lining in the cloud that this COVID-19 pandemic is for theater anyway. Most of the times you're limited to the folks who are within driving distance of your venue. You hope maybe some out-of-town folk to come in. But basically you're relying on the local patrons to support your organization. And a lot of theater companies are discovering, as you have, you can have patrons from anywhere in the world show up and watch your performance. and hopefully support the theater in some way, shape, or form. And so your audience is unlimited, really. You know, your house may have at one time only held 60 people, but your audience now is unlimited because of the streaming options.
Yep, it's really...
It is. It's a silver lining, like you said, and a chance for theaters to inspire people all over the world. So, and to share education programs. So, I think it's a great way to look at it. And theater's changing, but I think it's going beyond the limits now to be able to use theater in a new way until we're able to be back in the same place together. Because as you know, nothing will ever replace live theater.
No.
That's something we keep saying. It's like the art of presence. And our hope is people will see it and they'll want to take a trip to wine country and experience the magic like in person.
Now, you're known for bringing in talent from all over the country to put these productions together. Broadway experience, touring show experience, talent. And I would imagine a great deal of your time over past summers has been coordinating travel, coordinating residency, and all of that just went away. How have you guys filled up your time, or how do you anticipate kicking this back into motion when the time comes that we can redo live theater?
Well, our work didn't really stop because we had to create all these shows. So especially from an artistic side, there's been, I don't want to say it's been more work, but it's equally been as much creating the shows as we would have done in a regular season. I know it's hard to believe, but actually the work artistically has been that much because it's a new medium, and we also have performed over 1,000 songs. So it's all about shaping the shows, and the sound is being mixed, and we have amazing editor that's in New York City. So that's been amazing. Brad?
Yeah, I mean, from like the company management standpoint, you know, we don't have housing, we don't have travel.
Actors. You don't have temperamental actors and dancers.
Exactly. We don't have any of that. But we do also have a huge amount of fundraising to do, so... a lot of the time, once we went virtual, was to reach out to all of our sponsors who had signed up and ask them to move into the virtual world with us, or even new sponsors to join the virtual world, which has its own perks because, as you said, you know, now we can have a larger reach, but it's a completely different type of sponsorship. So we worked on that first. Then we moved to talk to, you know, pretty much set up Zoom calls individually with lots of our donors and just get them in the circle of what's going on and what we're trying to do. And we, of course, didn't know at first we were going to push the season back and start it later. So we went through all of that first. And then we decided, okay, we have to cancel the whole season. Now let's go virtual. But, we have a lot. We still have a lot to do, but it's just different now.
Okay, we're talking about Transcendence Theater Company's Gala Celebration Program, online program. It runs this weekend, September 11th through 13th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. The pre-show at 7, performance at 7:30, and Saturday, Sunday matinees, pre-show at 1:30, and showtime at 2. Brad and Amy, thank you for joining us.
Hey.
Thank you so very much.
Micah says hi.
And you too, Micah. Thank you. Your radio debut.
Okay. That's Transcendence Theater, a valuable resource in the Sonoma County entertainment world. When we come back, we'll continue with entertainment by talking with some folks of the Petaluma River about an event they're doing. Harry will be with us, and we'll be back in just a couple of moments.